Have you ever wondered if one simple interaction could change your life's trajectory? The infinite question of what if is raised in Nick Payne's Drama League Award and Tony Award-nominated drama Constellations. Directed by Tony Award-nominated Greg Edelman and featuring Tony Award-nominated Kate Baldwin and Baldwin's real-life husband, Broadway and television actor Graham Rowett, Constellations is a poignant two-character drama who follows Marianne, a quirky quantum physicist played by Kate, and Roland, a beekeeper played by Graham. Their first encounter is, well, ordinary, crossing paths at a mutual friend's barbecue, exploring the endless possibilities of their budding romance. The characters create their own multiverse to see how their relationship would play out if they had chosen fate over chance. The show runs through August 27th at the Berkshire Theater Festival's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. To hear more, we welcome Kate Baldwin and Graham Rowett to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
We're great.
We're great. Good morning.
Wonderful. I'm great. I am a huge fan of this show. I saw it on Broadway, I guess, last season, mm-hmm. and loved it, and thought it was beautiful and incredible and somewhat overlooked. Weirdly, given the star quality in it, but so how did you two come to it?
We had been talking with Kate McGuire about what we could do this season at the Berkshire Theater Group, and Kate McGuire had mentioned that they had yet to program a show. There was a space available at the Unicorn, and I got the idea that wouldn't it be wonderful if I could track down a two-person show just for Kate and I. Not that we don't like working with other people, but I thought, you know, Kate and I don't also often get the opportunity to do non-musical plays.
Right.
But we definitely have a passion for them, and so I remembered that there had been this two-person show on Broadway. I read the play, I gave it to Kate, and we both fell in love with it, and we pitched it to Kate McGuire, and she was on board.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think earlier in the season, the past 2 years, we've done big musicals at the Colonial together. We did A Little Night Music
right.
2 summers ago with Greg Edelman, our director. And we did Bells Are Ringing last year. And so when the musical came around this year, we sort of decided that we wanted to try something different and decided that we wanted to, you know, look at plays. And I went down to the basement and I dragged up, you know, 30 of my favorite plays from when I was in college and for the years afterwards, everything from, you know, Oscar Wilde to, you know, plays that have won awards at the Humana Festival recently, and was trying to, you know, figure out, you know, what did we want to do? What did we want to say? And then Graham, as he does with so many things in our lives, just kind of like hit the nail on the head and said, what about Constellations?
Mm.
And gave it to me to read. And I immediately loved it.
And we hadn't had a chance to see the production on Broadway.
We didn't, but you saw it on Broadway, right?
I did see it with Jake Gyllenhaal and Ruth Wilson.
That's right.
And it is, it's beautiful because it's a relatively short play. It's like an mm-hmm. hour and 15 minutes or something like that. But my God, I don't envy you because it's still a lot of language that you need to learn.
Yeah, these are two pretty nerdy people who are both passionate about what they do. You know, Marianne is a physicist and really shares her love of science with Roland, who gets her, who understands her, and has his own passion.
But it's also amazing. I'm a beekeeper. Roland is a beekeeper. And, you know, initially I wasn't quite certain whether, you know, on the paper, in the script, she's a quantum physicist and I am a beekeeper. Does that mean that I'm not as intelligent as her? Is that the way I need to play this character? But ultimately we decided that, you know, there's just as much intelligence and science that goes into raising bees. And so these are two people who are both smart and they both get each other. What I'm amazed by and thrilled by this play is that there's no set. There are no props. It's just two actors on stage going from the first meeting all the way through their relationship, and in addition, leaping to other sort of parallel realities where different paths play out. I don't think there's any more exciting challenge for an actor than what this play represents and offers.
So there will be a brief scene of this is the way this is in one scenario, this is the way this is in another scenario, this is the way this is in another scenario, and except for a brief pause, that's how long the audience has to figure out where we are now and what we're doing.
Yeah, that's true. We sort of establish it early on with help from lights and sound.
Yes, yes.
So that once the audience clicks in, oh, this is the third time she's saying the exact same words she said in the first two times we saw this scene. Maybe this time there'll be a different outcome. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, and our audiences have told us this, that they find that enjoyable. They laugh. Once I begin the same dialogue for the third time, they go, oh, okay, now we get it. Mm-hmm. But there is a learning curve, and the only things we have to help the audience know that we've started a new take on it is a shift in lights. That's it. And sometimes there is some sound underscoring when we've taken a big leap in time.
And is it easy? Well, not easy, but is there a danger of getting? Oh, where are we again? Like, what was this the second or third time we've done this?
I know rehearsals were kind of exhausting in that way, and I still do have the nightmare of we'll get ourselves in a loop where we can't get out when something just keeps repeating and repeating.
Just continually Thursday at the barbecue.
Exactly, and we'll never progress beyond that. Yeah.
The good thing is that, Roland and Marianne are both British, so we do the show with English accents. And on occasion, there might be someone in the audience who has trouble with accents. Well, the good news is that they're going to get to see the scene a couple times. So if they don't get the word right away, they're going to get it.
That's very helpful.
Isn't that
nice? That's nice. That's very, very enjoyable. I love intimate pieces like this where it's two actors and it's about a relationship and it's just, I love talky plays. I adore them. And this one is really, really good because the dialogue is, as you say, it's very smart and so intelligent and really gives you an insight into not just the relationship between these two, but relationships.
Yeah, they are very quick-witted, quirky, funny people who get each other right away. And so hopefully from the first scene, you root for the two of them to be together. And even though their relationship goes on a couple of ups and downs, hopefully the audience is sitting there saying, oh, but they're really meant to be together. In every universe that exists, we hope that Marianne and Roland will end up together.
I know at one point during the staging of this on Broadway, there were rumors that Jake Gyllenhaal and Ruth Wilson were dating as a result of doing the show.
Okay.
That seems perfectly legitimate, and I don't know whether the rumor is true. I don't really care. However, what I do find fascinating about it is there is such an intimacy between the two. I would think it would almost be easier being a married couple doing it.
I think so. I think that it's almost, I almost think I'm cheating in a certain regard because, you know, when you're in a show and you're staring at a co-star and you're in a very emotional moment, you are pulling from your emotional life, which usually involves your real world significant other. So to look at Kate in a scene and trying to sort of, bring up those emotions, it's all right there because if I'm trying to imagine what it would be like to not have her in my life, well, it's just standing right in front of me, and I can really easily tap into those feelings.
Yeah, I think that's true, especially with, I don't want to spoil the play for anybody, but it's given the gravity of what happens to the two of them.
Yes.
But I would say that the hard part is trying to forget how much I do really know about my real life husband, especially in those first moments when your job is to not really have any prior history with the person you're talking to and just kind of throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks and see what they find funny. And when I know exactly what's going to make Graham laugh and I know what he's going to find funny, what he's going to find, so I have to, that's the only challenge. But if that's the only challenge, I think it's a pretty, it's one we can overcome.
It seems almost impossible for someone in the audience not to identify with these two characters in a way of, if you've ever been in a relationship, if you've ever just thought about, oh, well, what if I had to do that again?
Yeah.
What would I say? What would I do? What could I do?
Yeah.
And what would change it?
Fascinating thing to think about the choices that you've made in your life, and if you'd made a different choice, where would you be now? Or if there is another universe, you know, Marianne poses the idea in physics that we could be part of a quantum multiverse, that there could be an alternate reality happening at the same time as this one, and what would that be like? Those are big questions, and there are no answers given in this play. But
right.
I hope that there are audience members who identify and who take away the larger questions of what do I do with my life in this moment to make the choices that I make seem meaningful.
Because some are very conscious choices, and others are just, okay, well, this maybe I'll go right instead of left.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really not a whole lot of thought in it, but obviously it changes the outcome.
Well, there's another theory that there people like to think about, which is everything in life has a meaning, or everything has purpose, or this happened for a reason.
Well, thank God that's not true.
Yeah, exactly. This play really sort of says to the audience, well, what if that is... You know, what if there is no purpose? What if there is no
right.
greater meaning to everything? How would that make you live your life? How would you make your choices if you knew that this was, you only got to make one choice? Would you make it a little, would you be braver with your choice, knowing mm-hmm. that it's the only one you could make?
And also the idea of chaos, that we are, you know, particles in the universe just bumping into each other, and that there is no sort of greater plan for us, can either challenge people or it can, you know, give them a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
Constellations runs through August 27th at the Berkshire Theater Festival's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. After that, what's next for you two?
We're going to go home to New Jersey, mm-hmm. and we just bought a house.
Nice.
So yeah. We have some rooms to fill up.
We bought a house and then we promptly left it, so
yeah.
we want to go back and put some furniture
finish
in
that
it.
Project.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yep. Yeah. And then back on stage at some point?
Yes, but can't talk about it right
okay.
now.
Okay, gotcha. Good. But it'll be exciting?
Yes, it will.
Awesome. Constellations runs through August 27th at the Berkshire Theater Festival's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, starring Kate Baldwin and Graham Rowett. And you can find out more information by going to their website, which is berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Thank you both for coming in. It's always a delight to see you.
Thank you.
Joe.
It's great to be here.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.